Hey, right now, we're talking Butcher Block. Jeannie is with us right now from Illinois. Welcome to the show, Jeannie.
Thank you.
All right, tell us about it. You sent a picture. We appreciate doing that. Beautiful kitchen. I'm sure that is a site of many a gourmet meal right there. And big preparation area, island right in the middle with a beautiful butcher block top, which a real butcher block top. That looks like a maple top or something. Really, really nice. What's concerning you with that?
Well, the house was built like 10 years ago, and they were told me, you know, to just treat it, you know, like mineral oil and keep it, you know, clean and waxed up. But over the years, I don't always get that done on a regular schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw your show last week where they used the water lock.
Right,
and I'm kind of curious if I can use that on it, but because we have oiled it, is it still possible to do that? And, you know, something that would seal it and I wouldn't have to worry about trying to remember to oil it every year.
Sure, sure. That makes sense. I can see you wanting to do that. And boy, that kitchen on the television show really, really turned out really well with that butcher block, didn't it?
Yes. Yes, it did.
Yeah,
and yes, it did.
And
nice.
It was funny, the homeowner there let us pick on him a little bit because he had started that project 20 years ago.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And we picked on him the whole entire show on that. Good spirit. Well, Joe, what do you think when you have mineral oil in on a butcher block, which is an accepted way to provide some finish on it, what would you have to do in order to get the water lock to work out for you?
Yeah, well, first, Gina, I have to ask, do you cut or chop on the butcher block?
Not a lot, no. I mean, a lot of times it's used for, like, getting stuff out of the oven, you know, because it's right there so I can pull it out and set it on it.
Yeah,
but I usually use a cutting board.
Okay, good, good. Because that matters, because water locks is a tungsten oil sealer, and it forms, I don't want to say a hard film, but it's not just an oil. It protects it with a thin film, and you don't want to be cutting into it because then you defeat the purpose. You'd be cutting through the water locks protection. So, yes, you can put water locks over that surface, but how long have you, when was the last time you applied mineral oil?
It's probably...
More than 30 days ago?
Oh, yes.
Okay, good, good. If it was less than 30 days ago, you'd have to wait another 30 days. So what you have to do is scrub it with mineral spirits, right, which is basically paint thinner. Because you have to remove any, because the point is, if you put anything over this mineral oil and it comes through, it's going to ruin the surface. So you have to scrub it as hard as you can, as well as you can, to get all that mineral oil out. Let it dry after using the mineral spirits. Sand it lightly. Let it dry really well. And then once it's clean, then you can apply it to water locks.
Okay. And how many coats?
Two would be more than enough. But if you go to waterlocks.com, and that's spelled L-O-X, waterlocks,
mm-hmm.
They have a countertop guide which describes how to apply it to countertops, specifically wood.
Oh.
And they actually have one for, they have a section for previously finished wood applications, meaning how do you apply water locks to wood that's been previously finished with something.
Uh-huh.
And there you'll find some more details. But that's basically the step. Those are basically the steps.
Okay. I could still take stuff out of the oven and set a pan there. It's not going to hurt it.
You just shouldn't cut it.
Okay. That sounds good.
Well, good, Gene. Glad we were able to help you. Certainly appreciate you watching our television show each week. We've got a lot of brand new shows coming up, and we appreciate your loyalty there.
We record it every week because it's a little early for us.
Oh. Awesome. Well, good. Well, we certainly appreciate that. If we can help you any other way, let us know here on Today's On Water Radio.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, our pleasure. Also wanted to mention that you can find out more about water locks and a lot of other things by going to woodcraft.com. One of our great sponsors, been with us a long time. And I'm telling you, if you're looking for a gift or if you're looking for something for a serious woodworker or the novice DIYer or anything in between, woodcraft.com is a great way to go.